Welcome to the new neighborhood. I'm your host, Joan Lombardi, and I'm delighted to be with you today to share some of the dramatic changes that are taking place across the country as people are reinforcing a sense of community. They're supporting young children and families and assuring equity right from the start. Each episode of this podcast will feature innovations that are emerging to create a generation where all children and families thrive. Today, we're speaking to Ozzy Aramis and Ilya Roland about Dulce, a pediatric care innovation that addresses the holistic needs of infants and their families. Ozzy is a senior program analyst at the Center for the Study of Social Policy in Washington, D.C., where she manages the important day-to-day work of Dulce. Ilya is the director of community clinical outreach at Chalk Children's Health System in Orange, California. Among Ilya's many roles, she oversees the implementation of Dulce in three of the hospital's five community-based pediatric clinics. Welcome, Ozzy and Ilya, and thanks for being here. Ozzy, first of all, can you tell us what Dulce is and talk about the key elements so people get a picture of it?
Yes, happy to. Dulce is actually an acronym, and it stands for Developmental Understanding and Legal Collaboration for Everyone. And it's an initiative at the Center for the Study of Social Policy. It's a universal and evidence-based pediatric care innovation, which simply means universal. Anyone who comes to a Dulce clinic is offered the program. And evidence-based, meaning that it's informed by the findings of a successful randomized control trial at Boston Medical Center. Dulce, at its core, works to address the social determinants of health and supports the early relational health for families with infants from birth to 6 months of age. And Dulce does this by integrating a specialized community health worker that we like to call a family specialist onto local pediatric care teams. So this individual would join well child visits during the first 6 months of an infant's life in partnership with families and the infant's medical provider, which in our case is typically a pediatrician or nurse practitioner. And unique to Dulce is that the family specialist is also part of this really broad team of experts that we call the interdisciplinary team. And it includes professionals from the health, early childhood, and legal sectors. So you'd have a medical provider champion, a mental health clinician, and partners from early childhood and public interest law systems. So they all work together to address family social and economic stressors during weekly meetings where they review family cases. It's during these meetings that they really develop a course of action to address family needs, and the family specialist then partners with families to share solutions and manage ongoing support. So in the case of Dulce, we like to say the essential elements of the Dulce approach are the family specialist, the early childhood system, the legal partner from the public interest law system, and the interdisciplinary team.
The legal aspect of this model is really unique. What happens with this interaction with the Dulce team? Really, how does it work?
Yeah, well, I'd want to start by just recognizing that legal concerns are just major stressors for families that impact their health. And just to give you a flavor of what some of these stressors can look like, they can be issues around housing, such as eviction or housing safety. They can be concerns around immigration. They could also include the rejection of a benefits application and not knowing why and how to go about follow-up or even having the time to do so. So Dulce legal partners are attorneys who are critical to the approach and are a key piece of the interdisciplinary team. And in a nutshell, they really help families access the supports that they want and for which they qualify for. And in the case of Dulce, legal partnering takes two forms. There's what we call team-facing and family-facing support. So team-facing is when the legal partner helps to spot and or identify a specific legal risk, and then provides support to the family specialist and the broader interdisciplinary team on how to address this risk. They also equip the team and often clinics with information they need to help families. And you'll notice that that's really preventative in nature because it's helping these teams address risks with families before they turn into major problems. If there is a more complex legal concern that arises, then the legal partner may work directly with families, and this is what we call family-facing support. I also just really want to highlight that legal partners have been critical in identifying patterns and gaps within systems, which also provides opportunities for systems improvement and policy change endeavors. Overall, teams, families, clinics have all responded positively to the legal aspect of Dulce.
It's such an important aspect of a family support system. Ilya, can you talk about what it means to the community and the families they serve?
Well, for me, what's exciting is having the opportunity to really delve into the family's greatest concerns, right? The clinics that we operate, that Talk Children's operates, are some of the busiest in the county. We have tens of thousands of encounters every year. And so as you can imagine, there really is a lot of hustle and bustle and activity in the clinics. And to be able to slow down and really spend some time talking with the Dulce families and hearing what their concerns are, and being able to go even beyond that and connect them with resources that ultimately will mitigate some of that potential toxic stress and start their babies off on a better trajectory. It's something that we all appreciate as administrators and our providers as well, because it allows them to provide more comprehensive care and gives them the comfort of knowing that our family specialists are going to be there for their patients and supporting that care.
So I can almost picture the hustle bustle at a pediatric office. You know, in your experience, do they bring up a lot of legal issues or are those uncovered over time?
When it does come up, it can be a source of very deep stress for the families. Some of the more common issues that come up are problems with a landlord, for example. So imagine a child who is having asthma, for example, and there may be a problem in the home with vermin and other sort of environmental pollutants that can exacerbate that condition. And so getting some support from the family specialist who herself has been trained by our legal partner in, you know, sort of some language to use, and templates, for example, that then gets communicated to the patient. And the patient then has the opportunity to learn skills for self-advocacy. So that could result in the landlord possibly, you know, taking some action to resolve the issue. And that way, you know, baby's asthma condition is not further worsened.
So you're really building the capacity of the family specialist. I know that you have a growing partnership with the Public Law Center in Orange County. Who are they and what are your hopes for the expansion of their role in the health and early childhood system?
We are so grateful and I think fortunate to be able to work with the folks at the Public Law Center. For one thing, you know, of course, they are a nonprofit, and so they do their attorneys who do pro bono work. They work with low-income residents and trying to you know, provide access to service and sort of level the playing field, you know, for families that are struggling with anything from, you know, domestic violence to guardianship and housing issues, like I just mentioned, bankruptcy. Again, things that are, can be a real source of distress, you know, for families as they try to kind of maneuver the legal system. We have the opportunity to leverage their resources on behalf of not only the Dulce clients that we serve, but also extend that to other really key participants in what we think of as the early childhood system of care. So that might be, for example, we have several home visiting programs in our county. And I'm a passionate advocate for home visiting services. And I would love to see, and what we're working towards is having Dulce be sort of the entry point into a larger sort of system of supports for families that are vulnerable. And so we and Dulce are serving families for, you know, the first 6 months of baby's life, and then hopefully making that sort of warm handoff, you know, to other programs that are in a position to support them.
Well, I think what you're saying is so important to the continuity for families. Do you think there'll be opportunities to build the capacity and understanding of the home visiting community to better understand legal issues?
Yes, that's my hope. One of the important services that the Public Law Center provides is training. So, for example, when you know, there were many questions about changes, proposed federal changes to the what's called the public charge, rule. Many of our home visiting providers, if not all of them, had questions about, well, what does that mean? And, you know, how do I help to allay some of the concerns and fears that our families have about possibly, you know, being in Medicaid and using other resources? And so turning to being able to turn to Public Law Center and being able to get the latest and most factual information and in a way that is easy to understand, because that's one thing also that they're so good at. That was a very pivotal, you know, point for us in being able to address the community's concerns.
Do you think the Law Center themselves are learning about family needs through this partnership?
I think one aspect that might be a different dimension, or one that maybe they haven't had as much experience with, is being able to focus so intensively on sort of these early years. For Public Law Center, it's an opportunity to see how their role not only serves the community at large, but more specifically, how it can improve the trajectory of the individual children that we serve in the Dulce program.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, you're building an understanding of what a life with a young child is like. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you're building new champions for early childhood in that way. Ilya, I know that Dulce supports families in a variety of ways, not just around legal issues. Could you tell us a little bit about what you're seeing?
Well, we all know how tough the times are right now. It can be challenging, you know, for the family specialists and for the providers in our clinics, you know, to see that the kids that they're providing care for are going hungry. It's incredibly difficult, you know, to see how pervasive that has been. But what mitigates the stress, not only for our families, but also for our providers, is knowing that we have this incredible program infrastructure, that, you know, we have these referrals, you know, that we can make, and that we know, you know, that we can connect, you know, our families with resources so that, you know, they will be able to, you know, feed their children and at least have that concern sort of alleviated.
So it's not just specialized needs. It's not just the legal needs. Right now, there's so many basic needs, and I think that's what you're pointing out, and the material hardship that so many families are undergoing right now, particularly during the pandemic. I want to turn back to Ozzy. One of the unique elements of Dulce is that it connects health, legal, and early childhood. What do you think this collaboration is really all about with regard to supporting families? What's the potential to support families?
I think that's such a great question, Joan. And for me, I think it recognizes that family needs are multifaceted, that health is much more than just clinical care, that holistic well-being is important, but also influenced by various social determinants of health. And I think true to my African heritage, I think the Dulce collaboration reminds me of the African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. I believe Dulce recognizes the importance of this message and does so by convening this really strong village made up of these three integrated systems that I think is truly unique.
You watch a lot of the other Dulce programs across the country and you know them well. What's your advice to other communities if they're interested in a legal partnership?
The unique aspect about Dulce legal partnering is the preventative nature of it. I think that's something that we don't really focus very much of our attention on, really being able to assess legal risks before they become issues and problems. And so if I were to advise an interested community is to really consider how that piece of work could help some of their preventative upstream work that they're thinking about.
I urge all of those listening to consider reaching out to the legal community in your neighborhoods and to develop partnerships with them. You don't need a formal program, a new model. You can integrate this idea of getting in front of the legal risks of families right from the start. I want to thank both Ozzy and Ilya, your work is so important. And thank all of you who listened in today. Please join us next time for more insights into how communities are coming together to create new neighborhoods. This podcast is a production of the Center for the Study of Social Policy. For more information or to contact us, visit us online at www.csspolicy.org.